Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
It's Cinco de Mayo.
Festive celebration of Mexican culture.
Plus,
drinking margaritas.
Hey, getting ready for Cinco de Mayo.
I am throwing a big Cinco de Mayo party.
Big Cinco de Mayo numero uno. De Mayo.
Today, let's celebrate Cinco de Mayo, which of course is followed by Cesta Hangover.
It's showtime.
John and Chantel.
Mix 105.1.
Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love this day.
Good morning.
We're going to have tacos or something fun.
We're not.
Really? You know what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
And it's still early in the morning, and I have time still. I've got all these, like, fiesta flags.
That's right. You promised them for my party, and you did not bring them over.
Well, Jen never asked. I said, okay. Jen asked me if you want me to bring them, and then I believe that you never told her.
That's true.
And
it's a true story.
Because when I came over to your party, I said, oh, I would have brought some decorations for you. Like, you know, because whatever.
You had a bunch of stuff.
And she was like, oh, John never told me.
I know. I'm sorry.
Rude. Anyway, I'm thinking I'm going to hang them up in my house today for dinner time.
That'd be fun.
Do like a little fiesta, and me and the boys can deep fry some like churros and have like a little party.
You know, you and I have talked before about how like these holidays are so much fun with kids.
Yes.
Like St. Patrick's Day or Valentine's Day kind of just makes you excited again about these holidays that for a long time you start going like whatever. Like you don't care, right?
Yep.
But also they do matter again. We will not be doing any kind of tacos or anything because last week we had my graduation party and we had the taco truck.
Yeah, it was so good.
Wasn't it good?
Your party was so fun.
Thank you
for inviting me.
I'm glad you came.
I had so much fun.
It was fun. And the taco truck, when they left, they give you all the food that was cooked.
So you've been eating tacos for days.
We've been eating so much taco. I'm like sick of it. And it's so good. I don't want to like trash what they did because I don't mean to, but like.
Where's my doggy bag?
I should have brought you some.
Why didn't you bring me any?
We've been having.
I'm going to make ground beef tacos tonight. And you're telling me that you've got carne asada at your house?
We've been mixing it in like scrambles. We've been doing quesadillas. We've been doing nachos. We've been doing tacos. Oh. I made it into a pita bread the other day and then put some like feta cheese on top.
That's amazing. Why are you complaining?
I'm just burnt on it. I'm not a fan of leftovers how it is.
Yeah.
Maybe. And then, I don't know. Not only is today Cinco de Mayo, but also today is the day, it's the reminder day at least, to reverse the direction of your ceiling fan. Do you do that?
Yeah.
I never do.
I didn't know there was a time of year that you did it. I just do it.
Well, you're supposed to be between summer and winter, and then winter and summer. That's the whole point of reversing.
Yeah, but I didn't know that there was like a daylight savings, but for fans.
Yeah. So if you don't know, the blades are tilted at an angle for a reason.
Yes.
They're supposed to spin clockwise in the winter, which pulls the colder air up from the floor. And that way it mixes with the warm air near the ceiling and it keeps you warm. And then spring and summer, they need to spin counterclockwise. Mm-hmm. It pushes the air back down. So it blows the cold air down and keeps you cool.
I don't think I actually ever switched mine because they've been blowing down this whole time.
I don't know what mine does. I don't know which way it's spinning. I could not tell you. If you put a gun to my head, I could not tell you the right
answer. The fan in my nursery room spins up because you don't want the fan blowing on the kid.
That makes sense.
But you do want the air circulating because it supposedly helps with SIDS and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Are you
looking at me like, I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, yeah. That's what Google told me.
I like fans because of the movement of air.
Yes, I hate stagnant air.
But I always feel like they give me such a sore throat.
Yes.
I hate it for that reason.
I know. Also, fans are just not aesthetically pleasing.
They're really not.
It's so hard. It's so hard.
Just so you know, you are supposed to clean the blades first. This is another time to remind you to clean the blades of your fan.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's covered in dust.
And then, you flip it and then the dust is just going to loosen.
Yeah, exactly. So make sure you do that. And then the button to flip it from, counterclockwise to clockwise, it's just a black little button on the side of your fan.
Yeah, it's like a flick.
Yep.
Like a.
That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. May 5th.
Cinco de Mayo.
And we got some fun stuff coming up this month. And I'm so excited because I feel like sports are back.
Oh, yeah.
Like, baseball's back. I saw a sign for the Bees games.
Jazz are looking great.
But within that, there's also the Kentucky Derby.
That was just the other day, yeah.
That was the other day.
Got to wear your fun hat. It was Saturday.
There's also the Stanley Cups. The playoffs are going to start around May 20th. There's the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's always at the end of May.
And... Oh, no, that was in April, because I was thinking there was the Supercross up at the U, but that already happened.
You know, I drove by it. I was up there taking photos, actually, graduation photos. It was really cool.
It's so cool. Last year, because they wouldn't let you go watch it,
yeah.
I watched it through the fence with the boys.
Really?
And now I'm bummed that I missed it because I thought it was in May.
Yeah, no, they had all the trucks up there and
I know.
It was blocked off.
To go look.
I bet. Yeah. Sorry, you missed out.
Ugh, dang it. Okay, well, then we're skipping on from sports because okay. Now I'm upset. TV. There is going to be the premiere of Star Wars The Bad Batch on Disney Plus.
The cartoon?
Yeah. And okay. Then season 2 of Selena the series on Netflix.
Have you watched it yet?
I haven't.
Okay.
I love Selena.
Yeah.
I love, I'm from Texas, so obviously, like, she's very culturally big
yes.
in Texas. But also, I grew up watching the J-Lo Selena movie.
Jen and I have watched Selena the J-Lo movie so many times.
Yeah, and it's so funny because...
Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb.
Yes. It's so funny because, like, a few years ago, nobody even knew who she was. And then now it's, like, pop culture. You go to Urban Outfitters and her face is on every T-shirt.
Yeah. Season 2.
Yeah, so they're making a season 2 of the Netflix series. And then Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world.
Yeah.
It's going to air on May 8th.
So they just recorded that yesterday or 2 days ago.
Okay.
J-Lo did a bunch of songs for it. Jennifer Lawrence was there.
That's cool.
The cast is pretty. I think Pink was there. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. There's also going to be the MTV Movie and TV Awards on May 16th. The Billboard Awards on May 23rd. Do we need that many off-brand music award shows? I don't think so.
I actually do feel, though, that at least you could do a music award show. I've been complaining a lot about these movie award shows since...
Like, give us, you know...
One?
One of them.
The
but
billboards?
We don't need Billboard, iHeartRadio, and MTV. Just give us Billboard or MTV.
Do you think MTV is still relevant?
Mm.
For the kids?
I think that MTV is a brand,
mm-hmm.
but MTV, like, as far as, like, the station?
Yeah.
Like, the TV? No. I don't think it's relevant.
They ruined their own brand. They used
they
to
did.
Be
when
cool.
They got rid of TRL.
Yes.
They ruined
I agree.
MTV.
Yep.
Tax Day was moved a month because of the pandemic. It's May 17th.
Oh.
Instead of April.
I'm already on a payment plan. Paying
yeah,
back
I mean,
the
just,
government.
Yeah, you know, just take my
cool.
money, okay?
Uh-huh.
I get it. You gave me a stimulus. It was a joke, and now just take it back.
And they took it back.
Actually, did you ever get your stimulus?
I finally got it.
I still have not got mine.
Really?
Yeah.
I got it after that Motivation Monday where I said this was going to be the week I get my stimulus.
Yeah, and I tried to steal your manifest.
Yeah, you tried to.
And it didn't work because I still haven't got my stimulus. And then the holidays, there's Cinco de Mayo today.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day is on Sunday.
Don't forget, you can
Do
also
not.
Win $1,000 for mom up at mix1051utah.com. Got the plug in again.
Good for you.
Thank you.
And then Memorial Day. I love Memorial Day because
yeah,
it's like the off-brand 4th of July.
Yeah.
It's you do the exact same activities minus the fireworks and minus the stress.
Usually the pools open up also. It's like usually our pools here in Utah are Memorial to Labor.
Yeah.
So we're getting
yes.
close to pool season.
And the splash pads are going to open.
Yeah.
National No Pants Day is on the 7th. John.
I'm doing it. I know we're working. It's Friday. It's No Pants Friday.
No Pants Friday.
Uh-oh.
National Pizza Party Day. The 21st.
We talked pizza places yesterday. In fact, go back and listen to our podcast of like all the best local places.
I mean, we love pizza.
There was a few that I didn't get to from yesterday, like Old Chicago Pizza in Logan was a big one that we got text. And then Taboo Pizza in Ogden were another few.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got May the 4th. May the 4th be with you, right? But
yesterday.
There's also National Talk Like Yoda Day, which is on the 21st. Why wouldn't you just have that all be the same day? Why does Star Wars need 2 days in May?
Yoda, talk like I will. It's my Yoda impression. What
oh
do you think?
Yeah.
It was something.
And then John's favorite holiday of all the holidays.
What is it?
National Wine Day.
Yeah.
May 25th.
Or what Jen calls every day. So there's a new study that finds companies like Apple and Spotify can tell a great deal about you by your song selections.
Yeah.
Like they just get to know you by what you're listening to. And researchers report that all they need is 3 songs to identify the person who made a particular playlist. So out of these 3 songs, they know exactly so much about you.
Okay.
And I'm like, really? Do you? Because I don't think you'd be able to figure me out.
Really?
With the 3 songs.
Okay.
So I want you to think about, I'll do mine first so you have a second to think about it.
Okay.
But just like 3 songs that you're into right now that if I were to open up your playlist, we would find. And
okay, and
I'm going to try to figure out what that means about you. And I want you to do the same with me, okay?
Okay, yep.
So do you want me to tell you the name before I play the song?
Just play the song.
Just play the song?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Perfectly. I listen to the song all the time. I love it. It's Taylor Swift, Mr. Perfectly Fine.
Yeah. It's about a guy who breaks a girl's heart.
Well, I don't listen to the lyrics of songs.
But you're just, basically what you're saying is you're perfectly fine all the time.
No, I'm not saying it describes me. I'm saying it's a song I like. I'm just picking song. I'm not saying the song, like the lyrics are who I am. I'm just saying it's on. I'm rocking out to Taylor Swift, Mr. Perfectly Fine.
Huh.
It's on my playlist right now. I don't listen to lyrics.
I understand. It's just funny. It's just like,
that's what I hear.
And see, when I listen to that song, I hear something completely different.
Isn't that weird? All right. This is my next one on my playlist. These are actual songs that I have right now on my playlist.
Okay. Sir 18. Woo! So I will not go. Turn the lights off. Oh, my gosh. Carry me on. You are the 90s kid. Like, not born in the 90s, but the 90s kid who just cannot grow out of the jorts.
Nope. I can't. Blink 182. All the small things. The one band I haven't seen from like my 90s childhood. That
you
I'd
never
still...
saw them live?
No, I never have. I know. Saw Green Day. Don't laugh at me. All right, here's my third one.
I'm nervous for what's next.
Ugh. You should not be shocked by this. It's the back! It's the back! A lot of haters out there about Nickelback, and let me tell you, y'all are wrong. You're haters for no reason. They're a very successful band, and they're fantastic. Give me some Nickelback someday. It's on my playlist. Those are my three.
Losers grow to grab.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know what those three songs say about me. I tend to think the algorithm would have a hard time.
The algorithm would just be like, this guy, don't waste your ads on him.
he doesn't know who he is.
No.
No, the Taylor Swift, I think it's because the Taylor Swift stuff, I'm really into Taylor because of my daughter, Ella.
Yes.
So we rock out to a lot of Taylor Swift right now. And the other two are throwbacks, if you think about it.
Yeah.
They're 90s throwback songs.
Yeah.
So I'm a dad. That's what those three songs show you is I'm a dad.
Yeah.
All right. I got yours, I think, pulled up here. So what three songs would I de Chantel? Here's the first one. My hair tall, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Because you're a boss?
Yeah.
Is that why?
I listen to this song. This is my pump it up song every morning. And I look in the mirror and I'm like,
you're gonna do
Chantel,
it. Yes.
Are awesome.
Yes.
And you can do anything you put your mind to. That's what I tell myself. And you are beautiful.
Here's another one. Oh, it's distorted. I'm sorry.
Really? You had to ruin my Miley?
Sorry. Yeah.
Moving my hips like.
Yeah.
Because I love to party.
Okay.
And I love this. It's another Pump It Up song.
Yeah. Are all three of yours high energy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's me.
It's true.
I'm a high energy person.
You're right. All right. Here you go. This music in my you got Taylor too.
Be all right. Because the player's going to play. And the haters going to hate. Yeah. These are all like. If I'm getting ready in the morning, these three songs play every morning.
Yeah, I think those really do. Like, if you listen to them, they just are who you are. They're high energy, they're strong, they're powerful.
Yeah.
Shake It Off to me, great music video. Ella and I have watched it a bunch of times. One of my favorite Taylor Swift music videos.
Yeah. More Than You Belong With Me?
I think music video-wise, yeah.
Wow.
But I have a big complaint about when she does the breakdown in the middle, her sick beat.
This sick beat.
And it's just like, hey, Mickey, you're so fine.
Well, that's the point.
Is that what is
it? It's supposed to be like a cheer knockoff type situation.
It always has bothered me. There was a story earlier this week about this pregnant woman who went into labor on a flight to Hawaii.
Oh, no.
Now, if I remember.
You are over the ocean.
Yeah. There's nowhere for the plane to go. You got to just either you turn around or you keep going.
Yeah, depending on where you are on the line. There's a doctor on the plane.
Right. Isn't there like a rule like that's why you're not supposed to fly within the last month?
36 weeks, the last month.
Because they don't want you having the baby on the plane. Makes sense. I'm okay with that rule.
Yeah, was
I'm
she like 28 weeks? Or?
I don't remember, and I didn't look it up this morning, but you happen to say that, you know, if you're going to be over the ocean, what do you need? A doctor.
A doctor.
Well, there were three nurses, a physician's assistant, and a doctor all on the plane.
Oh, so we just had the baby with... 100 people.
Yeah, she was fine. Baby's fine. She's fine.
What?
Everyone's fine. She had a whole medical team on board who helped her.
But what about the supplies?
I guess they were able to find enough stuff to
like
use.
Like the first aid kit on an airplane does not have all the things you need to get a baby here.
Maybe it does. Do you know?
I mean, it might, I guess.
You got to be ready for everything. Ready. Like maybe they have clamps. I don't know what they need.
They got stirrups.
They have it all.
Did you know that the emergency row actually folds out into a delivery bed?
That's a fun fact that you can take and share with everyone today. Have you ever heard someone yell, "We need a doctor"?
No.
844-649-1051. I have. On a plane.
What?
I was on a flight to Nashville, and we were about an hour into the flight, and they came on the overhead, and they said, "Hey, is there anyone who with..." I don't think they said, "We need a doctor." They said, "With medical experience."
Wow.
And a guy up a few rows ahead of me, a good amount to where I wasn't too close to it, was having a heart attack.
Oh, no.
And someone did come forward and started performing CPR, and they had oxygen. They have a lot of stuff on the plane you wouldn't think about. But the plane ended up doing an emergency landing in Denver.
Whoa.
And they pulled over to the side, and they had medical people walk on and grab him and take him off. Like, wow. Huge commotion, right? Like, all of a sudden, the plane's landing, medical personnel are on, they grab this guy out, and then the plane just kind of taxis, and we fly back off to Nashville.
That's crazy.
And you just want to know what happened.
Did he ever get his bags?
No. I bet he didn't.
Wow.
I bet the bags came up because we did not stay on the ground long. They took him off and we were back in the air. We didn't have to deplane or anything. And
wow.
I would like to know what happened to him. I don't even know if he survived.
Yeah, you guys should all get a report.
Don't you think we should? We deserve an email.
Yes,
I don't know what HIPAA has to say about that, but that's what I have to say about it. Have you ever heard someone yell, "We need a doctor"? 844-649-1051. We already got one text that says, "I was having dinner at a fancy restaurant where a guest at the next table had a seizure and collapsed to the floor. As it happens, I was having dinner with two orthopedic surgeons who both got up to help.
What?
They were soon relieved by a neurologist and an emergency medicine specialist who took care of the poor guy. That restaurant was packed with medical personnel." That's a lot of people.
That is insane. Were they next to like the medical district?
Yeah, was there a convention going on at the same time?
Yeah.
Who? You're lucky. This is why I need someone in my life to be like a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always be on hand. You know how like the president always has a doctor follow him?
Yes.
I want that. I need a friend who's one. So I'm always like, you know what? Doesn't matter. I got Jim next to me. Jim's going to save my life no matter
what.
I'll
never die because of Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Has anyone ever heard a person yell, "We need a doctor"? 844-649-1051. Turns out, yes, you have. This text says, "I yelled it at a food court in a mall here. My son was choking on Chick-fil-A. One of the employees jumped over the counter and saved him."
Wow.
Look at that. Employee of the month, at least.
I mean, they need a pay raise.
That's how I feel. I had a flight attendant ask it over the speaker on a flight. A man was turning blue. A few people came forward. I'm not sure what happened, but I guess he was okay. It's kind of like mine. If you missed my story, I had a guy have a heart attack on a flight. And they asked they didn't say we need a doctor. I think they said, like, if you have any medical experience, will you push the call button? And then a couple people, ding, ding, ding. And they ended up landing the plane early. This text says, "Was at my stepson's baseball game. The infielder took a line drive to the face."
No.
"Dropped to the ground. Our coach yells, 'Is anyone a doctor?' Two dads sprint onto the field, one from each dugout entrance." So opposing teams. "Both are orthopedic surgeons."
That is crazy.
Yeah, that's cool. Again, I need my Dr. Jim. I need a friend named Jim who's a doctor who just follows me around. "My toddler had a seizure in an airport and stopped breathing, and I screamed for a doctor."
Wow.
"I was answered first by military EMT, then a doctor, several nurses, and finally even a pediatrician. They got her breathing again, saved her life before the paramedics got there."
Like, that's the thing is, I often think about this is like, if something goes wrong and I have to call the paramedics.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 5, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And sometimes all you need is 30 seconds.
I know.
It's insane.
I mean, you have to be, it's a numbers game, right? You want to be around a lot of people. So if you yell, "We need a doctor," you have a better chance of someone responding.
Yeah.
Because if I yell it here, there's no one coming. Like this, there's no one up here with medical training. We might have a few people with a CPR card, but that's about as far as it gets. I once saw a car accident happen and a woman in scrubs on a scooter pulled a U-turn, dumped the scooter in a ditch, pulled gloves out of her pocket, and ran to the cars in one smooth motion. I swear I could see the cape flapping behind her and hearing the swell of epic music. That's cool. That is a hero right
yeah.
there.
John, I am struggling today.
Yeah.
I cannot keep my eyes open. I have fallen out of my chair.
I've watched you nod off.
I am drinking an expired Red Bull that tastes like pickle juice. I am doing anything I can right now
yeah.
to stay awake. And I'm not sleeping well.
Yeah.
I'm not. It's not going well for me right now.
Is your house too warm? Is
no,
that what's going on?
Because I turned the air off and I've been sleeping with the window open. So it's actually like freezing.
Yeah.
But I have all the blankets.
Yeah. That's like you need it cold.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing better than just like a cold room.
I have found a list of 5 things that are like stressful that keep people up at night. And I am checking almost all of the boxes at this point.
So this is why you're nodding off during our show.
Yeah. And I know like we're celebrating Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited for Mother's Day on Sunday. But man, being a mom can keep you up at night. With me, this doesn't apply yet, but this could apply to somebody. The kids being home so much and doing all the remote learning, 63% of moms say that it's keeping them up at night.
I think it's stressful because you realize you have your own stuff and now you're also being a part-time teacher.
Yeah.
And you have these packets. And sometimes you're like, wait, I don't remember what an adverb is.
Yeah.
And so you're on your phone looking up the definition of adverb or examples so you can teach your child.
Yeah.
Like it is stressful.
Working from home.
Yeah.
I mean, I am just stressed all the time that I'm like, I didn't get that done. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. Because I am choosing to spend more time with my kids and less time working because I'm like, oh, I'll work at night when my kids are asleep because I want to enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I'm not sleeping.
I know like also a lot of people whose office are in their bedroom.
Yeah.
You just works too close. You never get that separation.
Yep.
Our neighbor, you know what they do? Because they both work from home and they were having that problem and their office was in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So they would get up in the morning and they would go for a walk before work and then a walk after work.
Just like a leave?
Like a separation to kind of give you the idea of, oh, I left work and when I come home,
oh,
it's time for home life.
Or maybe I should do that.
I left home, it's time for work life. So
yeah.
an idea, yeah.
Just the overall stress of a pandemic.
Yeah.
And I know we're all like, oh, it's over. It's over. Guys, it's not over.
Yeah.
We still have like a year, 2 years of repercussions, like financially, physically, mentally.
Yeah, we don't know yet. We don't know what's going to happen.
We don't even know
if
it's going to work.
Right. We're like, hoping these vaccines just, and everything, and there's not like a new one out there that's going to get us worse.
And we're doing our part. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, that is keeping me up at night.
I know during the beginning of the pandemic, when we really didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
I mean, now everyone has their own opinion, but let me remind you back when it first started, it was just a scary thing that was happening.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of like sleepless nights of where does this end?
Yes.
Like what happens
when
next?
When do we go back to normal? Yeah. And the answer is we don't. We just create a new normal.
Yeah.
Not having childcare. Oh, yeah, that keeps me up.
You've been struggling with that lately.
Man, it's hard to find people to watch your kids.
And it's expensive.
It's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I need to work.
Yeah.
For my mental health and financially. But I also need to watch my kids and be a mom, but I need somebody to help me when I can't be there. And man, it is hard. It is hard.
Yeah, and then also you're hoping that the person you've hired, that you're asking
is good.
To watch your children.
Like, those are my babies.
Uh-huh.
Like, don't hurt them. Don't
right.
teach them things I wouldn't.
But you don't know.
But you don't know. And then all other, like, stress in general. It's just keeping us up at night, us moms.
Just the daily stress of life is what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, I'll lay in bed. I'm like, oh, I didn't switch the laundry. Oh, I forgot to do this. Oh, that. Oh, the other.
Jen's the same way. She's been stressing for 2 weeks. We leave for vacation on Saturday. And
yeah.
I'm telling you, she's been stressing for 2 weeks over packing and what to have and making sure laundry's done so we can pack ahead of time.
Yep.
And I'm like, why are you stressing about all this? We're not there yet. We can do it Friday night before our flight on Saturday. And she's like, you don't understand. Because Friday night, we're going to be looking for 5 shirts for Liam to wear.
Yep.
And he's not going to have 5 clean shirts.
Nope.
She's like, so you have to plan ahead, which is not who I am.
You don't want to be doing the laundry.
Right.
You want it to just be done.
Mm-hmm.
So I, too, am going on a trip the same time as you because I was like, well, if John's leaving, then I'm leaving. And I've already packed the boys. We're just not going to wear those outfits this week.
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
That's what Jen did the day after my grad party. She started, she was like, that one's done. Cross it off the list.
Yep.
Now it's time to pack the kids. She did all the laundry over the weekend.
Yep.
Packed
That's
them.
Me.
And she's like, this is what's left for you to wear this week.
Yep.
Get used to it.
Yep.
Like, you're on your own.
That's my same method.
Okay.
It's what you have to do as a mom. Because you will just go insane trying to pack the night before.
That's a mom thing. Because I'm telling you right now, I would be.
I didn't used to do this. It's something I've started doing.
I'd be morning of yelling at the children to throw something into their suitcase. We have to get to the airport.
Yeah.
Come on, Ella. I don't care if you're seven.
She's like, but I need the Cinderella shoes.
Right, exactly. Like, that's how it would go.
Oh, my
gosh. Then I'd be doing my normal packing where if it's 5 days, I'd grab 12 pairs of underwear and then two shorts and that's it. Because I don't know why I pack so many. But
like, do you soil yourself?
I don't.
I'm confused.
She's always like, why do you bring so many pairs of underwear? I don't know. I don't usually have accidents, but I'm ready just in case I do. It's your 7:30 second date update, and dating is hard. It's never easy, no matter where you are in life. Mm-hmm. If you've been through it before, if you're new to it, either way, you're out there, you're vulnerable, and then sometimes a person ditches you, and you don't even know why. And it makes you even feel worse, because you're going, wait, what did I do wrong? Was it me?
And you're like, I swear we were having a good time.
And I felt connection. Like,
what is happening?
And with that, that's why we have the 7:30 second date update, so we can actually find out for you. Today, we're going to help out Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, guys.
Hi. So tell us what's happening.
Okay, so I met this guy, Colin, on Tinder. We talked for a bit before meeting out. Our first time meeting, we met for drinks, and he actually asked me on a second date. And then the next time we did dinner and ended up going back to his place for the night.
Nice.
Oh, okay. So we've actually, we've had a date plus another date plus like a slumber party, you could say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So everything seemed like it was going well, you know, it felt right. Felt like we both wanted the same thing. So we've talked a few times since I spent the night there, but I just get this feeling, like have this feeling now that he's ghosting me. And I have no idea what I did wrong.
Now, you say you've talked since. I guess here's my question. Do you think it's because you guys did hook up? You happened to spend the night, and maybe that's all that, you know, Colin was looking for, and maybe he's bailing on you for that?
I didn't get that impression from, like, you know, our first two dates.
Yeah.
It seemed like he was genuinely interested in me, so I'm just really confused. The mood did change, but I'm not really sure why.
I just wish people would communicate and be honest about it, because now she's over here just being like, what did I do? It was going so well.
And if he would just be like, look,
but
that's
no,
what I was looking for.
We live in the culture of just shove it under the rug and ghosting, and I hate it.
Well, we're not going to let it happen. We're going to actually get Colin's number from you, Sarah. We're going to call him up, and we're going to get answers for you, okay?
Okay, perfect. I need to know.
It's your 7:30 second date update. So let me tell you about Sarah. Sarah met Colin on Tinder, and they actually talked for a bit there. Then they went out and they had some drinks, and they even then went out again and had dinner. And you know what? They liked each other. They got along so well. They ended up spending the night together. And Sarah thought, this is going somewhere. Things are going okay for us. Well, after that, it seems like Colin's really been ditching Sarah, and she's getting the feeling that he's ghosting her, and she just wants to know what happened. Now, Sarah, just to be clear, you guys still kind of, you get some response from Colin, but he's just not aggressively trying to see you again, correct?
Yeah. Like, he's, you know, answering, but it's just, he hasn't initiated, you know, saying, like, well, I want to see you again or anything like that, any future plans.
Okay, well, Colin is on the phone. I've got him talking to producer Danny, so I'm going to pick up on this line. Just kind of listen in and don't say anything, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Colin, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Danny told me that, are you driving to work right now? Is that what's happening?
Yeah. I'm not really sure what all this is about, but Yeah,
I know. I'm sorry. I mean, she calls you and then like she has like awkward random conversation until we pick up. So I'm John and Chantel's here as well.
Morning.
We do a morning show on Mix 105.1 and we just need a few minutes of your time. Is that okay?
I mean, I guess so.
Okay, cool. The reason why we're calling is we help out like friends of ours, listeners of ours who have gone out on a date and then the person they went out on this date with just stopped calling them. You know, they get completely ghosted. And you went out on a few dates, not just one, with Sarah. And Sarah called us. Do you remember Sarah?
Yeah. I remember Sarah.
Well, I hope you do, man, because we know that you guys spent the night together.
I'm confused. How do you guys know all this about Sarah and myself? I don't really understand.
So Sarah gave us a call, and she kind of just gave us not too many details, but just a quick rundown of that you guys went on a few dates and maybe had a sleepover, and then that you stopped hanging out. Are we missing any details?
You know,
that's pretty much it. Like, are we missing any other details? Like, what happened?
I mean, so that's all you know is what you just told me.
Yeah.
Is there something else?
I definitely think, you know, there's a few details there that got brushed under the rug for sure. At first, I was full of things. She's a lot of fun to hang out with. We were having a good time. And, we definitely hooked up after our second date, but, things got a little weird after that point. Very weird, actually.
Is she being a little too clingy for you? We've had that before on this show where, you know, you're just like, oh, wait, I didn't mean
too much.
Yeah.
I've seen how to lose a guy in 10 days.
All right. So here's the deal. We're in my living room, chilling, watching a movie, and she cuddles up next to me, and she starts sucking on her thumb.
What?
Like full on shoving her thumb down her throat. This 25-year-old girl, like, snuggling right next to me and, like, chomping on her thumb like a newborn baby.
What? Oh.
That's weird.
Wait. So what's wrong with sucking on my thumb? There's nothing wrong with that.
Are you over the age of 3?
Hold on.
Okay. Wait, what's going on right
Colin,
here?
Colin, Sarah's actually been listening in. That's part of what we do here on the Second Date Update is she's here. And so while Colin kind of digests the fact that, you know, you've been on, why don't you defend yourself?
I mean, this is just something I do for comfort. You know, I feel safe when I do it, especially, you know, cuddling up to next to my man.
Whoa. You need to stop that talk right now. I am not your man, okay? We only went out twice.
Yeah, but we had so much in common and things were going so well. Like, I don't know. I just felt really comfortable in that moment.
Okay, well, how long have you been sucking your thumb, okay? Is that not a behavior that you should have kind of kicked, I don't know, when you were like 5 or something?
I mean, I've been doing it for as long as I can remember. Besides, Jennifer Lawrence does it. I'm not the only one, and I'm sure there's many listeners who do it right now. They just won't admit to it, you know?
I'm not alone here. Like, this is really weird, right? I mean, this is chomping on her tongue. She was, like, digging in there, so like she was trying to clean her teeth or something. It's disgusting. It's just gross any way you look at it. And I can't wrap my head around a full grown adult sitting there like walloping down her thumb. It's bizarre.
You know, I mean, that's what you think. I think this is more common, you know, oral fixation. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of that, but you know, a lot of people do stuff like this. You know, it's harmless and it feels good. So that's all I can say.
So, Colin, maybe I'm not going to ask you if you want to give thumb sucking a try, but would you like to give another date a try, like with Sarah?
I think, you know, even though Jennifer Lawrence apparently is, you know, full permission to do it as an adult woman, I think I'm going to pass on this one. It is just, it's really, really, really weird.
It's time for Confession Wednesday. Confession Wednesday can mean a lot of things to a lot of people, and we always welcome your confessions at 844-649-1051. I was thinking though, after talking to my brother-in-law this weekend, not only do they, if it's something going on in your life now, if you want to confess about something you did years ago, That's fine too.
Yeah, do it.
As long as it's legal. Don't give us any illegal stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to have to go to HR.
No, we don't want to have to testify in any courts about our dumb radio bit. So 844-649-1051. And the reason why this story that I haven't thought of in years popped in my mind, and I'm going to share it with you. I'm confessing, this is a judgment-free zone, right?
Yes.
It better be.
It is.
Okay. So back when I was in my 20s in college,
mm-hmm.
Okay, I wasn't, Jen and I weren't dating at the time. I actually was dating someone else. We were pretty fairly new to the relationship. And, you know, at the time, we didn't have phones and you didn't have all the communication things that you have now.
Yes.
Okay, I want to preface it with all of that for my story. You really just kind of like would show up at people's places on a Friday night or whatever. And that's all it was. Well, we were kind of getting, I guess, a little bit more serious. We hadn't like DTR'd or anything, but she asked me if I wanted to go with her on a trip. You see, my, I guess you could call her girlfriend at the time, was a huge, huge, huge Dave Matthews fan.
Smoking, feeling high.
I just can't.
Like, crazy. I think Dave Matthews is fine, but
man,
she was obsessed.
People were obsessed. You were either a Dave Matthews fan or you were not.
And every year up in Washington, there's a place called The Gorge.
Yes.
Okay? And Dave Matthews would do a show up at the Gorge.
Uh-huh.
And all the, I don't remember what they're called, the Dave heads would all get together and they camp out at the Gorge.
The Dave heads?
I don't know what they were called.
Okay.
Yeah. And they would see this Dave Matthews concert. It was a big deal.
Okay.
But it's expensive because you gotta make your reservations.
And you gotta travel.
Yeah, and you gotta get your campsite and everything. And she's like, do you wanna go with me this year? I was like, yeah, go ahead and book it. Like, let's do that. That'll be a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, she goes ahead and she's off booking it when I get my first radio job in Wichita, Kansas. My first hosting job.
Okay.
And so I leave and go to Wichita, Kansas. So excited. I'm a host now. I just go. I was very, it was like a call. Like, hey, we need you here. Pack up. You got it. Off I go.
And you guys had already bought the tickets.
Oh, yeah. She booked it all.
Smoking.
She booked it all, yeah.
And then you just bailed on the concert and the relationship.
So I get a phone call while I'm in Kansas because we did have cell phones. We just didn't use them the same way we use now.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, what are you doing? And at that moment, I realized, oh my gosh, I forgot to tell her I was moving to Kansas.
You didn't tell her at all? You just left.
I just left.
Wait.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I said this is a judgment-free zone.
Oh my, hold on.
Yeah.
How has this never come up in all the years of us doing Second Date Update?
I know.
You had a girlfriend. You were dating.
Okay. Yeah.
And one day she calls you to be like, hey, you want to run to Walmart together? And you're like, can't. I moved.
Yeah. I was like, oh, hey. I moved. I can't even say it. Like, it's so embarrassing. I'm
you
a different person now. Please know that.
Are you? Are you?
I am. I think.
This is a judgment-free zone.
Yeah.
But I'm judging you.
I'm like, I moved to Kansas. And she was like, oh, okay. So we're not going to see Dave Matthews.
Wait, that was her first question?
That was like one of the questions. Like,
smoking.
It's like, no. No. Can I redeem myself, though? Because that is an absolute.
I am shook.
Can I redeem myself in a
Maybe.
Little bit way?
Did you buy her a t-shirt?
No, I did nothing for her in that relationship. That ended right then and there. But I will tell you, I drove out to Kansas. I convinced my good friend, who was my high school girlfriend, to drive me out there. And as we drove out to Kansas, fell madly in love with her and decided when we got to Kansas that I would propose to her. And so...
Wait, is this your and Jen's story?
This is a big part of it. And so she left because I tried to convince her to stay in Kansas.
And
we weren't dating at the time.
No. We're not dating.
She's like, we're not dating? I'm not moving to Kansas. This is stupid.
But I also, she still loved you too.
Of course
she
did.
You guys rekindled your love on the 26-hour car ride.
Yeah. And so she left and went home and I started saving money for an engagement ring that day. So there you go. It's a confession. But in the end, it worked out the way it was supposed to work.
I never heard this story.
Yeah.
I am obsessed with your love story. That is the best love story I've ever heard. Where is our Netflix docuseries? Where is it?
Confession Wednesday. So we are asking you, like, what's on your chest? What have you been carrying for years? Maybe it's new. Maybe it's something you did. It's something someone told you they did. We are open to anything for Confession Wednesday. 844-649-1051. Then we'll be giving you that keyword also for the Subaru Impreza from Mark Miller Subaru. Let's see. Some are positive. Some are bad. My ex is in a relationship for the past 2 years. He won't stop approaching me to get back together. The girlfriend has blocked me from everything, but I wish she knew who he really was.
So he's trying to break up his own relationship?
And she can't warn the person.
Yeesh.
I work security at a Super Walmart, and I see the same guy always steal baby formula. He looks like he needs it. I've never stopped him, and I never will. In fact, I'll only stop people who look like they can truly afford what they're stealing. I'm terrible at my job. I think that's a hard one.
That's a hard one.
I understand where you're coming from. I know what your job is, and I know probably where your emotions are. I don't know what to do on that one. But
good luck.
Yeah, Confession Wednesday. What do you got? It can be new. It could be an old story like the one I just shared with you.
I am shocked.
I've never told you that.
You've
off air.
Never told me that.
844-649-1051. Hey, this is Leah. I have not seen one episode of Game of Thrones. We always get someone who confesses
it's okay.
Like, that's okay.
Me either. Me either.
It's all right. It works fine. You're going to be all right. We have people who always trash like the big popular ones. You know what I meant to ask you on the 4th of May? May 4th? May the 4th be with you.
Yes, that was yesterday.
Did you see all the Star Wars movies?
Yeah, I watched them all.
Okay, I didn't know if...
All the way through Rogue One and like...
Oh, yeah. Okay, you did see them all.
Yeah.
Confession Wednesday, my ex is in a relationship for the past 2 years. He won't stop approaching me to get... Oh, we already read that one. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, we're over that.
This was years ago. I put a post on Facebook saying I was collecting all used Christmas trees to recycle and make money for a children's charity. I then listed the address of my neighbor and laughed for weeks as dead trees piled up on his front lawn.
That's incredible.
That's solid. I don't know if you'll be able to get away with that as easy as you used to, but that's funny.
That is amazing.
I post fake sightings of rare birds on Twitter forums just to know that these saddies are driving to remote wetlands for no reason. You're picking on bird watchers?
What?
This is a judgment-free zone,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, come on.
Hey, guys, I promise you asked for nothing illegal, but this was years ago. I'm pretty sure the statute of limitations has ran out. Oh, gosh. What? All right, I'm going to read it. Let's see. I stole a grill from a, they actually say the place, from a, you know, a place where you'd buy like lumber and maybe you'd buy stuff as if you're remodeling a house.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they stole it from. I had less expensive items on my cart. I went in to do that. And on my way out, just grabbed a grill and pushed it out to my truck.
What?
Wow. So you know, because they're out in front? I thought they're locked up.
Wow. Yeah,
Yikes.
I thought they had... Well, that's probably why they're locked up with statute of limitations.
All right. Last weekend, we threw a birthday party for my dad. The party was pretty cool. People were partying hard. Around 9 p.m., my mom tells me to go buy tortillas at the grocery store. Giving her the okay, I get in my mom's car and back out of the driveway. Bam, I crash the car into a fence.
No.
I park the car in the original location and get out. Luckily, they didn't bring up the tortillas anymore. I think they forgot. Fast forward to a few days later, I'm awakened by my mom. My mom, dad, brother, they're all in the living room. She tells us who crashed the car. I was about to say me, but I realized something. My brother had partied pretty hard. So I blame it on him, saying he got in the car and while drinking.
Oh my gosh.
He's grounded now. I feel bad, but that's the circle of life. That's funny. All right, we're going to leave it at that today for Confession Wednesday. Does your mom still do a lot for you?
Yes and no. Yes, we keep our distance and like I'm an adult and whatever. But like the other day, I'm upstairs at my house and then I look outside and my mom, who I don't know is over, is doing my yard work.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what a cool mom.
She's awesome. Or like I will go out of town.
Yeah.
And I come back. And all the laundry has been done in my house. Or, like, I can tell the floors were vacuumed.
Those are nice little...
And it's like...
I care about you.
And I know that it's my mom doing it because she's the only person who would do something like that.
So, like, what does your mom still do for you? I'm looking for adults on this one. 844-649-1051. If you want to tell us how old you are as well.
Yeah, like, my mom's not doing this stuff for me all the time.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, every now and then... I'll just come home and I'm like, wait, did somebody rob me? Like, why is my house so clean?
My mom, she's my sounding board. I don't live near my mom. She lives back in California. I see her once, twice a year, not often.
Yeah.
But we talk every day on the phone.
That's awesome.
Every day. And she really is my sounding board for work, life, relationship. Like, mm-hmm. she's my person I talk to, even more than like my buddy Mike. Like,
yeah.
I think because we just talk so much and she knows me.
Yep.
But that's our thing. And it's always been that kind of more of a relationship. This text says, pretty much taking care of me, even though I'm 26, because I'm immature and incompetent.
Yeah, okay. Well, at least you're honest.
Listen, life's a long time. So enjoy that you've been taken care of. Maybe it's time to do a little bit more, but you know, good for you.
Yeah.
This is for the dad. My dad still pays for my phone. I'm 33. If it were up to me, I simply wouldn't have one. I hate phones, but he wants me to be able to reach me in an emergency. So he offered to pay for it. 33, parents still paying for the phone.
Wow.
Your parents still pay for your phone?
No. I pay for my parents' phones.
Are you on a group plan or
we're
something?
We're on a group plan, but then they pay me. Like, but it says I pay for it.
You know, when we were young and first doing radio, so I was 22. Jen and I were living in Wichita together. We were poor. And Jen's mom gave her a gas card.
Yeah.
Just so we didn't have to stress about getting to and from work. Because she was going to school at Wichita State.
Yeah.
She was working at Chili's. I was doing the radio show. Like, she's like, look, I can't help you with everything, but I'm going to pay for the gas to make sure you at least get what you need to get done.
Yeah.
And that was really cool. Huh. Wish we still had that gas card.
Sure.
My mom helps me out a lot with money, way more than my dad knows.
That's awesome.
I'm worried that's how Jen's going to be in our relationship.
In my family, it would be I'm a daddy's girl.
Yeah.
So it'd be like my dad, he isn't, but let's say he would pay for something before my mom knew.
Right. Yeah. My mom is an accountant, so she does my taxes for me for free. Has for 20 years now. Not that I couldn't do it, but she offers, and what takes her a half hour to do would take me all night.
Aw.
That's nice. I'd like that help, too.
Me too.
Asking you what your mom does for you still, and if you could give us your age, great. My mom and dad pay half my rent. I couldn't do it without them.
Aw, that's nice.
Especially right. Rent is as much as a mortgage.
I know. It's insanity.
My buddy is renting a place in Daybreak, and it costs more than anyone's mortgage I know.
Yeah, that's insane.
I mean, it's insane what he's paying
for. That's insane. My mom still packs me a to-go bag after family dinner every Sunday.
Oh, I love that.
Like with leftovers.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, so we're spending a little bit more time talking about mom, and we just were talking about like what your mom still does for you. So my mom, she's still my sounding board. Out of everyone, she's the person I call when I'm having some kind of issue. I want to hear from her. I know she's not going to put a slant on it.
Yeah.
Like, we just have a good thing on that sense.
Yeah.
Chantel, I love the fact that your mom still gives you a to-go bag.
Yeah.
I love that.
She always packs like a, here's lunch for tomorrow.
Yeah. 844-649-1051. This text says, my parents bought me a car so I could advance in my career. I'm 27.
Oh, that's really nice.
We were talking about if you would give us your age. It just kind of helps, like, put things in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Car's bigger. I was telling the story about the gas cards that Jen and I had in Wichita.
Uh-huh.
Would have taken a car, too.
Yeah.
Taking away the car payment.
Seriously.
My mom is still the best person for advice, and I'm almost 40.
That's right.
Word. Same here. It's okay. We all need advice.
Fine.
We all need someone to talk to. Sometimes it's mom.
Yeah.
My mom listens to me vent and gives me family recipes.
That's
all right.
Nice.
Does your mom give you all the family? Do you have like?
I don't cook.
So
no.
She is not passed down.
No.
Do you have family recipes that should be passed down? You know, like we have a coffee cake recipe that's from my great grandma.
We have like the chocolate turtle cookies.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Not like, really.
It's like chocolate, caramel, and nuts.
Oh. And you make those like homemade?
It's like chocolate clusters.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's like a family thing.
Do you have the recipe?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
But your mom, it's her thing. She still cooks it?
Yeah. Well, it's my grandma and my mom makes them. Yeah.
My mother still sends me chocolate calendars every Christmas. And this year, my new husband got one too. Like
aww.
A welcome to the family kind of thing. Last hour, we played a game with our friend Mark from The Advocates. It was named the Spanish cover song of like a famous pop song.
Yes.
I said, since today is Cinco de Mayo, I thought we'd play again, but this time, name that tune. It's going to be the Mariachi Edition. So here's how it works. I have a bunch of songs from the mariachi band that have played. You just need to tell me the name of the song, okay?
Okay.
Da, da, da.
the Tiger is correct. That's how the game is played. There's an easy one. Now it's time to get hard, okay?
Oh, no.
Name that tune, Spanish Mariachi Edition for Cinco de Mayo.
I knew it, but I couldn't think of the, yeah.
That helped a little bit. All right, nice job. 2 for 2. You're doing well.
Okay.
You're doing better on this than you did on the Spanish.
No, I'm not. I did great on the Spanish mariachi.
Getting harder. You ready?
Yes. Oh, Gayote.
Godier.
Someone I used to know. Is this their only song?
Yeah. I was just listening to that tune. It's almost like a children's nursery.
Yeah.
It was like a, I don't, what is that nursery tune? Hold on. It's like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
It kind of sounds like Twinkle Twinkle.
Here's the next one. Name that tune, Mariachi Edition for Cinco de Mayo.
Oh my gosh, it's Queen. This is Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's correct. Wanted to give you a little taste of it.
You know, beginning. I know every word to this song. So good.
That's a good one. I got two more. There you go.
But I wouldn't have known that one.
Okay, one more to go. Name that tune, Mariachi Edition.
Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out.
Of course you put this song on there.
But you never really had a doubt.
And I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
There you go, nice job.
You had to put that in there.
Love Oasis. I'm never going to stop. Never. Can't stop, won't stop. Wednesdays are Would You Rather Wednesday around here. Why? Well, I brought the board game in and it still sits in here, so.
This isn't the cup. This is.
No, not the random hat. That's, first of all, we don't use a cup. It's a random question hat.
That is a cup.
That happens to be a cup, okay. Yes. But Would You Rather is an actual board game that I keep at my house. I play with the kiddos at dinner time to just have them do conversation. Liam now has a bunch of Would You Rather books. And I leave them here now so we can chat for a Would You Rather Wednesday. Chantel, would you rather live the rest of your life as a monk or be followed constantly for the rest of your life by paparazzi?
Paparazzi. Means I'm famous.
Yeah, but don't you think that, have you ever seen them? It breaks people down.
I know.
Like it ruins celebrities.
Yeah.
You're okay with it?
I don't want to be a monk.
I think it'd be peaceful. I think there was a time when I would rather have the energy. Now I'm like, oh, that seems nice to sit there and have no one around for.
But the paparazzi can't follow me around when I'm inside my house.
They'll be at your window. They'll be flying overhead.
That's fine.
You're okay with that?
Yes. I already have freaking the helicopters flying over my house all the time because I live by Camp Williams.
I'll tell you a story about paparazzi. So I can't use names because these are actually famous celebrities still in music format. But during one divorce, this celebrity was being hounded by all the paparazzi, and they had like the drones flying overhead, and it was really exhausting. So his buddy, who's also a celebrity, came over and walked outside nude to try to just get the attention off from the one.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and did that. And he goes, I realized my star had fallen when no one posted any photos of me wandering around nude outside.
Oh my gosh.
You rather have a job you hated that made you rich, or have a job you loved that ensured you'd always be poor?
Well, that's my current state.
Made that decision a while ago.
Yeah, so I would do the other one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jen's best friend, she's a partner in a law firm. She hates her job every day. She works like 10, 11, 12 hours a day, doesn't see her family. But they are loaded.
Yeah,
they live in Dallas.
That's what they have it all.
I don't know. I think I'm going the job you love that's poor. If you have to spend so many hours there, you might as well like what you do.
You would learn to like it when you see the paycheck.
When you just think about what's on the other side.
Yep.
Do you think that's one of those things like we're told, but we really shouldn't follow? You know, do what you love and you'll never work a day. It's like, or
Work a day and you can always have nice things.
Yes, that's the one.
Would you rather have to sing everything you say or talk normally, but only be allowed 100 words a day?
Sing everything I say, because I kind of do that anyway.
And if you were only allowed 100 words a day, you would be silent within minutes after waking up.
Yes.
You'd be done.
Like, I wake up and there's nobody there and I would already use my 100 words to myself.
Yeah. I didn't realize. Did you know that certain cars actually hold value better just based off of the color?
Oh, that the car is? Yeah, like black, white. Right.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Yellow cars sell for the highest average price of any color.
You're kidding me.
It must be because they don't make a lot of them. Like, how often do you see a yellow car?
Who wants a yellow
car? This is like a Dodge Charger or one of those
style. I only want a yellow car if it's like a Bug, a Mustang,
right.
A Jeep.
Yeah, like Bumblebee.
Yeah, like a fun car.
Uh-huh.
But a regular car? Like, I don't want a Honda Civic that's yellow.
What do you think the next most popular color is for cars for resale? So not for the first time. I'm talking resale.
Red?
No, red is not in there.
Black?
Black is not in there.
Green?
Green is in there at number 4.
Oh.
Beige is the second most popular. I know. Yeah. In fact, black is considered one of the worst resale colors.
Yeah, because people buy a black car and they keep it forever.
Oh.
Beige, you're like, why'd I buy this? I'm selling it.
Doesn't black show a lot of dirt, though?
Yeah, but it looks sleek.
The top 5 colors that hold their value for a car for resale. Beige?
No.
Orange?
No.
Green?
No. Who made this list?
Gray. I don't know. The worst car to have?
Red.
Gold.
Well, beige is gold.
No. I would think beige is more of a brown. Wouldn't you?
No.
Beige and khaki to me are the same thing.
Yes, and then what would a gold car be?
Gold?
I've never seen a gold car then.
They're out there. Well, let me, we'll Google some cards. So that does it for us on this Wednesday. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Have a great day. Yes.
Cinco de Mayo!
We're out. Back again tomorrow. Monroe is up next. Bye-bye.